Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Money.com has named Buffalo as one of the best, 50 best cities to live in the entire region. I mean, what kind of significance does a moniker like that have for the city of Buffalo, especially, you know, in 2020?
No, it's really important because I think it shows the quality of life, which is what the tourism industry is able to provide for residents. You know, that we've got great outdoor recreation, restaurants, things to do, our cultural attractions that make it an appealing place for people to live, work, and play. So I think it's a great opportunity for us to, again, highlight that as part of our tourism story as well.
I know everything is a little different, but usually what kind of goes into rankings like that? Is it mainly just a writer's opinion, or is there, like, what kind of numbers maybe go into it that determines that Buffalo may be one of the best cities to live in the country?
Yeah, I'm sure that they're looking at the overall cost of living, the cost of living expenses, and then the overall things that people can do, the job market as well. Several different things go into making up that decision.
I know that Buffalo has had a number of big events come through here, especially with the Eclipse. Restaurant Week's coming up next week. But I mean, just the significance, I guess, of these continuous events coming here. I mean, that certainly highlights things more. I mean, in your mind, just the importance of that and just going forward in making maybe Buffalo even higher up on the rankings, wherever that may be.
Absolutely. Well, whenever we're on a list or have an opportunity to showcase something new for our destination or position ourselves in the news on a national level, that always gets people interested, and we always will see an uptick in visitation to our website. And so that is always a positive for us. And so even with the Eclipse, leading up to the Eclipse, we had so much attention on Buffalo, along with all of the other cities that were in the path of totality. But the lead up to it was really great. I mean, the fact that we were in the New York Times and so many other national and international publications, that just gets people to think about Buffalo. So we're at least in their mind and they think about it. They might come for the Eclipse or they might come at a different time, but at least we're top of mind now.
And when it comes to the future, I mean, what more do you feel Buffalo has to offer or maybe grow upon and expand on in order for, you know, Buffalo to be in that much more in the spotlight going forward?
Sure. Well, you know, our destination continues to evolve and change. You know, you look at the waterfront and how that continues to evolve. The Ralph Wilson Park and the impact that that will have when that's completed for more outdoor recreational opportunities. The fact that the state is looking at bringing in Great Lakes Cruising, another opportunity that's unique to our destination to bring in cruise ships and another different visitor profile. So that's been what's exciting for VBN, is to watch the evolution of our destination. And every year it seems like we have something new to talk about.
And I know that while it may be a little early to kind of tell how things kind of played out with the Eclipse this past weekend and into Monday, but what are some of the early things that you're noticing already in terms of the impact the Eclipse had here in Western New York?
Yeah, so the days leading up to the actual Eclipse were very busy. Heard great things from our cultural institutions. Even the Martin House, who is normally closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, they decided to open and operate. And those were the days after the Eclipse, and they were completely booked with tours. Jesse Fisher actually said that the weekend was bonkers at the Martin House. Heard the same thing from other cultural institutions, too, that said that they saw so many people coming in. I had positioned myself at Buffalo State at their Eclipse Fest. Got to deal with a lot of people from California, New Jersey, North Carolina, and they said they were having a great time and they really looked forward to coming back to Buffalo. And that was really what we were hoping, that we would use this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to bring in these folks to experience Buffalo, and that they would come back, or at least go home and talk about their experience and motivate their family and friends to make a trip to Buffalo.
And you got the chance to at least see the totality of the sun, didn't you?
A little bit. It was a little bit cloudy, and unfortunately, we know we lost a lot of people on the day of. We also know that just anecdotally from some hotels, they did see some cancellations. Obviously, we anticipated that because the weather was the big factor in all of this. Mm-hmm. And so there are people that, you know, they're traveling, they want to see this. And so they did cancel their reservations for Sunday night. Some of the hotels said that they saw maybe a 10 to 15% drop off. We won't know those numbers until the end of the week when I get a report from Smith Travel Research, but we anticipate this now because we know what actually happened on the day of.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.